This is Molly and Craig.
Welcome to the Molly and Craig podcast.
It's back.
Yes, like the Backstreet Boys.
I thought it went into retirement.
No, it's not like one of those, you know, people who goes on tour and tour and tour and then they stop and then they go, oh, no, maybe one more. Oh, actually, look at this. This is perfect. We actually do need some music for this, don't we? What else have we got here? What about, oh, maybe this? No, a bit too flat.
Okay.
We're thinking maybe this. This is Drake's Tootsie Slide. What is a Tootsie Slide?
I don't think we can say it on the podcast.
Oh, is it? Okay, well, I got the perfect one. No. No, I have something even better.
Oh, Craig, don't do it to me. You know how that song makes me feel.
Okay.
What did it used to be in the system?
Sexy time music. All right, well, let's play this, the Kath and Kim theme, and let's get to what's going to be in this podcast that people are already sick of listening to.
We talk about a new restaurant coming to Adelaide where the staff throw insults around to the customers.
And instead of throwing insults at each other, we're just going to throw insults at ourselves.
Yeah.
Egg on face situation. I've also got a couple of things my daughter at 4 years of age has said out of context. She's taken aim. Had a couple of announcers in the station.
Ooh. First up, we want to take you back to the last weekend with the AFL Grand Final and, gosh, sorry, how appropriate is this?
It's about to wrap. Come on, what are we doing?
We're going to see how different our weekends were.
This is Molly and Craig, Power FM.
How was your weekend?
I mean, for a weekend where I wasn't going to do much, pretty hectic.
Always is in the Pittman house.
Gosh. Yeah, I just wanted to sit down and watch the grand final. That's all I wanted to do. And it wasn't, I was just asking for what, two and a half hours? That's all I was asking for. How was your grand final experience? I know you watched it.
Well, yeah, I went out for lunch. That was nice. Had a self-care Saturday with a friend, actually.
Oh, okay.
And then...
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's a bit like this.
It was very much like that. It was perfect. I had all the salt lamps on in the house. We talked about our feelings, made a cup of tea, and then we thought, oh, yeah, the footy's on. We'll put that on in the background. And I think this is actually the soundtrack that the Swans had on in their minds too, because this is how they were playing on Saturday.
My God.
Yeah, watched it. I don't know. I loved the entertainment. That was good. Mm. Everything else was a bit of a snooze fest.
Okay. I see. Well, let's take you into my household now. I mean, you got to see the pre-show game with Robbie Williams. That's nice. Do you know who the pre-game for me was? Bob the Builder. We're on ABC Kids. I said, all right, Isla, once Bob's, you know, completed his construction, we're going over to the footy, okay? So I flicked it over just in time for the bounce. And my wife actually got ready to go out. So she's left me with the two kids to watch the footy.
God.
She's like, you'll be all right, won't you? I'm like, yeah, I guess I'll be okay. It'll be all right. And so she set up Rory with his food. He's good to go. He's sitting down on a picnic blanket, so he's not going to get it. He was all set up. Perfect. She goes off to the shops. I'm sitting down. Right, this is going to be great. Bounce goes. It's all perfect. About a minute in, Isla goes, Dad, I'm hungry.
Oh, come on, mate.
All right, just wait until there's a goal. Another minute goes by. Dad, I'm hungry. Can you make me something? Can you get me some Jats and veggie? No! I said wait for the first goal. Dad, what's a goal?
Oh,
my God. Honestly. Then, once I've got her set up with her food, the dog's stuck behind the kid gates. So she starts going, Minnie, I'm trying to watch the footy, right? I've sorted Isla out. Just wait. And then Rory's got stuff all over him. My God, the first quarter, stressful. Not on the TV. No, that was fine. Oh, quarter two. Dad, will you play with me? Oh. Rory's crying. Eventually, Mum gets home. She's got a whole bunch of stuff. She makes us like a lunch. Great. We're going into the second half. We're going to be all right. I mean, I watched the halftime show with Isla on my hip. Look, there's G Flip. Isn't this awesome? Yeah, Dad. She doesn't know what's going on. Quarter three was all right, although Isla sat on me the entire time, just kept sniffing my drink. This is good, Dad. Can I have some? No, it's alcoholic. You can't have that.
You're four.
My God. By the fourth quarter, I was like, I've put in more effort than Sydney has. Just to watch this performance. It was horrible.
This is Molly and Craig, Power FM.
A British woman has gone viral on TikTok after she has found a magazine from the 1950s that has advice on how to score yourself a husband.
This is great stuff. This is like when back in the day there was like an old canteen list for not only prices but the food that you could get back in the day went viral. That was such a good day.
Well, this is even better because this has got a list of ways that you can get hitched, basically. And some of these might be useful now. So I'll just list a few off, Craig, okay, and see what you think of mm-hmm. them. Okay. Number 23, go to all of your high school reunions. There could be widowers there.
Oh, widowers!
Number 30, learn to paint and set up an easel outside of an engineering school. Number 25, go back to your hometown because a wild boy next door might now be an eligible bachelor. Drop a handkerchief, it still works. Wear a Band-Aid so he can ask, what's wrong? The best one of all is number 40. Stand in the corner and cry softly because they'll come over and ask you, what's wrong?
They never ask what's wrong. It's been 70 years, they still don't.
This is Molly and Craig, Power FM.
We have heard that Karen's Diner is coming to Adelaide.
And what is this? Is it from America?
I don't know, actually, but it's a franchise that's known around the world where staff are rude to their customers on purpose. So their slogan is great burgers and rude service. Don't ask to speak to the manager. Very funny. The first venue is going to open soon in November at 6 East Terrace in the city. Good thing is, if your name's Karen, you get a free drink as well.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't it? A bit of a nod to the Karens of the world, which I think they get a bit of a bad rap sometimes, don't they?
Yeah. Well, it sounds like they're going to get served and get a serve.
Right. So we thought it'd be fun if we maybe came up with some of the insults that we think we might get if we go there.
Yeah.
Did you want me to start off with one of mine?
Yeah, go on.
You need an eye cream, babe. You look so haggard. I do. Look at these.
Oh, dear. Well, that's the 4 a.m. starts, isn't it? They don't know that. One would certainly come to me. Hey, this one's spicy enough to put some hair on you. God knows you need it.
That's funny.
At the end for a tip. Oh, gee, you're tighter than your jeans.
You're good at this. I just had, careful, you might knock someone out with that nose. It's Phineas from Phineas and Ferb.
This is Molly and Craig, Power FM.
I'm in a very new relationship, Craig.
Oh, define very new.
Well, it's still exciting.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, good definition.
And we're still working out different things about each other. So I've got a wedding coming up early next year and he has been invited. How exciting.
Ooh.
I haven't had a wedding date in maybe 5 years.
Yeah, and I'm going to say, because I've known you for like a year, almost 2 years or so, and I reckon you've been to a fair few weddings.
Yeah, always a lonely duck. Not anymore, guys. Not anymore. And
no
so
more quacking.
I'm very excited because now we get to plan outfits. So I get to pick what we're wearing and then tell him what he has to wear.
Hang on. It's not the formal. It's not your year 12 formal. You don't have to match the tie to the dress.
Oh, but I don't want to clash. And so I've been sending him screenshots of different dresses. What do we think of this? What do we think of that? And last night I was a bit bored, so I thought, I'm going to put him to the test.
Oh, you haven't gone rogue, have you?
I'm wondering if he just says that looks good to everything. He's very nice. He's a nice guy.
This is a more elaborate version of the does my bum look big in this test?
Right.
Right.
So I sent him dress number one. It is a... And I tried to find the ugliest dresses I possibly could. It's a skin-tight leopard print purple and blue number. Very busty.
LMFAO style, yeah? Party rock anthem.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly like that. I thought that was a dead giveaway. I've sent that picture and said, hey, what do you think of this for the wedding? He writes back, nice. Maybe wait to see it on.
Oh, okay.
Then I go, all right, I'll send him something more hideous. It's another skin-tight number, electric blue with like a ruffle.
Oh.
It looks like one of those tacky formal dresses from about 10 years ago.
Oh.
I say, what about this one? He just says, maybe. He's not catching on.
No, come on. We need more than a maybe here. That's an on the fence move.
So then I thought I better reveal myself with the third and final dress. I sent him, keeping in mind this is a dress for a wedding, a white sheer see-through number. And the model, you can clearly see her underwear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can see that.
I'm like, is this better? And he goes, are you joking? Is everything here a joke? I was crying of laughter. Like, how did you not work out that this was all a joke? I would not be seen dead in any of those dresses. He was like, oh, well, the first one I thought maybe you would wear it because it was leopard print and, like, I don't know, you like animals, I guess.
This is Molly and Craig, Power FM.
One of my favourite times of the week where I get a bunch of things that my four-year-old has said, deliver them to you rapid fire with no context. You're not even allowed to ask questions about these.
Good.
We'll find out some very interesting things she's been saying across the last week. Starting with this. I need two more tacos in my stomach. What's a stomach? Maybe when I'm older, I don't want to get my chest all slodged.
Maybe when
I'm... All right, here's one. I don't mind to look at dog poop, I just don't like to step in it.
Same.
Yeah, I think we can all relate there. Daddy, don't do that again. If you do that again, it will ruin my lovely brain.
I love it.
And I hate to wrap it up so soon, but this is just how the segment works. Finally. I like Will and Woody. Who are Will and Woody?
This is Molly and Craig, Power FM.
Last night I finally made the Instagram debut on my boyfriend's Instagram.
Oh, was there consulting that went on beforehand or was it just like bam?
Nah, he always checks because he's been trained well. He's like, is this one okay? I was like, yes, no, very funny. We've been just leaning into the soft launch because we think it's so funny. Mm. So like the whole time we were in Fiji, he just kept uploading like the back of my head, like my hand at dinner, like all this sort of stuff.
Right.
Very funny. Anyway, the photo's got nearly 100 likes on his page. He said, I can't believe it. That's only happened once. The last time I got 100, I had to run a marathon.
Oh.
I've said back to him, yeah, this is going to be more effort than running a marathon.
What, his relationship with you?
Yeah.
This is Molly and Craig, Power FM.
We're about to test a new game and we thought if we're going to do that, Molly, we need to bring in someone to make sure it's all good.
Yeah, someone we like.
Quality control.
Yeah.
And that's Chris Guscott, our man in local sport. And just about everything else now.
Yeah, practically, yeah. I mean, they call me QC for a reason.
Yes. Well, you might used to remember a little show called Spicks and Specs.
Yes.
Something like that. And they may have had a segment that may or may not have been called Substitute.
This isn't that, of course.
No.
So far away from that.
Yeah. It's a substitute for substitute.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah, that's it. Just keep subbing things on. We're going to end up with the C grade.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
In the playing A grade stuff. It's, yeah, that's what's going on here.
We don't know how this is going to work. We're calling it a pilot.
No, yes.
You know those, like, that first episode of the show that sometimes is the end of the whole prospects of the series.
The listeners, they're listening to history right now.
Oh, that's it.
How exciting.
Right?
Could go to work anywhere. And witnessing this.
Oh. How could you top it? I'd just go home now.
Ring up your boss.
Call in sick.
So the way this is going to work is I'm going to try and sing popular songs that we play here at Power FM, but I'm going to just use this old newspaper that I found out in the corridor and substitute the lyrics in that way.
Is there a date on that? Or?
Hang on. Wait, where are the dates on these things?
Generally top or bottom.
It's from Friday the 16th of September.
Oh, great. This will be good.
That was my mum's birthday.
Yeah. Oh, fresh news.
Yeah, Adelaide Hills Herald. Thank you for sponsoring
us
today.
Oh, that's good.
Local content.
Yes. Okay. September will be a busy month for Wallace Cinema.
Oh.
Mount Barker with superhero superstars.
Oh.
And crowd favourites all set to take the screen in the coming week's DC Entertainment's iconic Batman will be the spotlight this weekend with multiple showings and marathons.
I'm singing the lyrics, the lyrics in my head, and I can't get it.
If you could get it, that'd be good, because I don't know where I'm going with this. The event is part of the Batman Day celebrations. Annual DC.
This is so frustrating.
Held on September 17th, which commemorates the history and success of the franchise. Can I stop now?
Yeah, you can. That's frustrating because I thought I had it and then I lost it.
Don't call me up, I'm Mabel.
Oh my God!
Yes! Don't call me up. Yes! Oh, that bugged me for a long time.
That was amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go and listen back to your version, Molly. I had it for a hot second, then I completely fell off the bandwagon.
I sang the lyrics in my head to that song for 30 seconds, and the name and title just could not come to me.
You should have done it. Then you would have been like the translator to me,
yeah,
and I could have got it.
That's true. Oh.
All right, well, now we have an idea and a process of how this might work. Let's move on to song number two.
That was harder than I thought it would be.
Okay, come on, we can do this.
I really liked that. Okay. What am I doing? Oh. There is a special spring in the...
Dancing in the Moonlight, top loader.
Yeah. Very nice.
Sorry, I brought that in a bit cold. Hang on, can I do it again? Let me try it again. Wait. Here we go. Yay. Well done, Craigie. Nice.
That was quick.
That was good.
Yeah, that was real quick, too.
I think this is either going to be... We'll go on for an entire minute and not get it, or we'll get it immediately. But we have a third song, yes, to try.
Yeah.
And
my
congrats
God.
In your car or wherever you are this morning if you've been getting these.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're hard. It's also hard to sing, read something that isn't the lyrics and panel, but hey, I'll be getting an acro one day. Okay. Let's flick over the next page.
Not for this, not because it's stolen.
This pilot's going well. 4 minutes in, though. That's a bit of a problem. Okay.
Let's wrap it.
A local youngster will get the chance to live out their childhood. Dream of many when he pulls on the green.
Oh! Dun, dun, dun. It's Harry Styles.
It
Late
is.
Night Talking.
Yes, thank
there
you.
There we go. We did it.
Oh, wait.
Oh no!
Sorry. Wait. Hey.
I mean, for someone who's doing 10 things at once, bloody well done.
Thank you. I think I just ended it there. That was fun.
This is Molly and Craig, Power FM.
Well, what a week on the... Oh, sorry. We need some more music, don't we, to wrap up this, don't we? There we go. Is he going to say his name?
Usher.
Oh, he sounds a little more feminine today for some reason. But that's okay, we don't discriminate. Thank you for listening in, especially if you've made it this far.
Yeah, all three of you, it's been awesome. If you want to catch us live, we'll be on Power FM Brekkie Tuesday this week from 6.
Yeah, unless you're listening to this way in the future, in which case, what are you doing? Honestly.
Bye.